Alright, cool, cool, cool. I'm walking home. And I just got a Colt 45. I was going to get tobacco with my $2, but I decided to screw that because since this morning I've started puffing on my e-cigarette a lot, and it's doing me pretty well. You know, maybe some kind of a rationalization. All I know is I'm going to be happy when I get home and drink this fucking beer. So the plan is I'm going to head out to the Social Security Administration thing. I'm going to hop on the train. I have a train ticket. And Michelle there at the office, I talked with her on the phone the other day, and she said, look, if it's Wednesday, why don't you go in there in person and talk to whatever representative is there. Explain the situation. You'll be on record there. And then, you know, I have to indicate that I'm absolutely freaking busted, fucked, broke, which I am. You know, I have certain little scraping by skills that are allowing me to scrape by and help from some people, too. So I'm getting by very, 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 very skeletally, perhaps. Hey, look, you know, dude, I gotta go in there, I just tell them, like, look, I'm absolutely screwed, I can't do anything, I got nothing, and, you know, I've had it, which is true. So then, you know, and I say, hey, look, you know, it's a hardship thing, I need it right away, and then I guess, then, they'll talk to their supervisors and push it around or whatever, but, you know, from my understanding from her is that they'll be able to cut me a paper check right there so I can live again. I had to pay my brother a bunch of money for my phone bill, and then the phone that I lost, that's quite a bit of cash, and, you know, I gotta get square. You know, this little time has been good for me, though, because I've realized how precious little bits of money are and how, you know, how they just fly away. And, you know, I'm trying to be as frugal as I possibly can. And I'm sure I'll, you know, ramp up my little, you know, be luxurious and get fucking real cigarettes a little bit, you know, when I have the money, but I don't want to, still want to be as, I don't like the word prudent, it sounds silly to me, but, you know, so I'm gonna head out that way. Oh, man, you know what? They close at 12 o'clock on Wednesday. And it's 9 o'clock now. I guess if I leave at 10, something. Bogey. Or I could wait out another day and just hope it posts tomorrow. Or go in tomorrow and really, you know, just do it tomorrow. Do it early, because they're open later tomorrow also. And I don't know. For all I know, I'm just sitting around there for 2 damn hours and the thing will close down. I'm thinking out loud here a little bit. What I need to do... I gotta get my fucking writing career, give it a good swift kick in the ass and get it rolling here. I mean, I have my book, I have my strategy, I have my blog where I'm going to post these things. I have some notion of getting a small, modest amount of money to help me out from friends and well-wishers and good people, you know. Greatly appreciate that, you know. But I've been really held up. It's the story of my life, man. I mean, I should have published my collected works back, years and years ago. But I like that I've remained, what, a first timer, you know. It might do me some good. I don't know. I was win a frickin' prize or something as the, you know, first author, but I don't think that'll happen with this work. It's just not quite the kind of thing that's gonna capture, you know, national attention. It's not the, you know, not, who knows what it is, who knows who'll read it, who cares, whatever. I mean, it's something I've just gotta get out at this point, because it's been dogging me for months, where every day I feel weird and bad and fucked up in the head because I'm not making progress just to do the simple thing that's already essentially finished. You know, if I busted my balls, I could probably finish all the edit in 24 hours or something. But yeah, so the big thing that my love has kind of helped me understand is that, look, this thing is a time capsule. It is what it is. It's good writing. Your friends are going to love reading it. You just need to get it out. Where I think I was having a bit of a time before I quite got this through my skull, that editing those things and going painstakingly over them, the poems are finished. They are what they are. And I can't turn these pieces into somehow, you know, something that's, you know, great triumph of amazingness. You know, I think that's to come down the line for me. You know, so it's a time capsule. I mean, you get to see, you know, 14 years of my development as a writer. You know, and there's short stories, there's poems, there's more recent things. You know, and I got 5 other damn projects too. So, I mean, I just gotta get this thing going. Home sweet home here. And, you know, I'm hosting Word Vomit this week, and I've been a little slack on it because my head's been all fucked up, and I'm trying to get a rock and roll on that, you know, because I think that can be a part of, you know, getting my juices flowing on all this stuff, you know, writing about it, because, you know, writing about my whole situation and all this. So if I can just simply gut it out, you know, then we good. You know, I've allowed this. I don't know, it's crazy, because, you know, I didn't get my check at the beginning of the month. This is 3 weeks into the month, and I don't even know how I've remained so damn relaxed about it and survived the fucking thing. I mean, this whole, over 3 weeks, I think I've only had and spent, you know, like $30. That's not very much. I mean, at least it's money that I didn't spend, because it probably was spent a good $200, $250 in 3 weeks, you know, normally. This is getting muddly. But, you know, let's rock and roll here and see what kind of day we can have. I care a lot about you people, and it means so much to me that you care about me. I mean, you really do. I just got this big, warm, glowy feeling right now. And I'll love you back, for sure. Absolutely, for sure. And I guess, you know, I remain your humble narrator, you know, Oksana Zenegret, and I'm going to forge ahead and be the best I can be for you. Bid you adieu, love.